Yes. This is the Circle of Talent show. Right. So...
Quite right.
Quite right. It's Monday, July 24th, 2017. We have learned that Jared Kushner knows absolutely nothing about the world. Neither does his boss or his sons, but that kind of makes two of us. His son lives for Twist and Shout, then he gets sued. And then in the past week, there's a new idiot in town. She's not sure what she's doing the hell, but she realizes that Twitter won't save her ass. And the good news is that we won't either. The bad news is that we... Well... There's no bad news.
Okay. Right. Wait, hold up. Something's coming in. I have just... I received news that our lovely friend Sean Spicer has officially left the bush.
Yes. Yes. He has officially left his bush. Not only that, and the way he left his bush, that's really not what we're going to go after tonight, but the way that he left his post, bush, however you want to say it, was actually fantastic, and the fact that he felt relieved. However, shit, it's that time again. Welcome to the Terribly Challenge Show, where disabilities and satire meet. In layman's terms, it means brutally honest.
Mm-hmm.
You're still here?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're still here? All right, fuck it. We'll proceed. Now, the fact is that in addition to what we've been saying in the little announcement that we do, we have on the podcast tonight, we have Pink Hood, we have Red Hood, myself, we have Green Hood, we also have Johnny.
Wait.
Black Hood is on assignment until December, and won't return until December because of, well, he's on assignment in Africa finding kangaroos. We don't know how he got there. However, like we've been said, like we've said in the prior announcement, Green Hood, what happened today? I mean, what happened this week?
Sean Spicer, he left his bush.
Sean Spicer left his bush, right? Who
left his little bush?
He left his little
but
bush.
Isn't it about time?
It is about time. I mean, it is about time. But you know, Jamie Cullum could have actually spun a lyric had he written it for today. If you listen to the song, it's about time. It's really about time. but. At the same time, at the same moment, just minutes after, Sarah Huckabee Sanders actually says, "Oh, I'll take the job." Meanwhile, Hannibal Lecter, the female version, is in the closet going, "Damn it, Sarah, I want that job." You know, and presenting alternate facts, but we'll get to that later.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Red Hood?
Yes.
Right? Green Hood?
Wait, you're Red Hood. Yeah.
Yes, I'm Red Hood. Yes, I'm Red Hood.
Wow.
At that point, does that mean that Pink Hood, that there's no Pink Hood?
No, there is a Pink Hood. Right, Pink Hood? Right, Green Hood?
All right.
All
right.
Right.
Exactly.
So, the fact is that, and then, because Sean Spicer has left his bush, which totally then what happened, Green Hood? Keep going. Then what happened?
But then what happened after what?
The fact that he left his bush, and then what?
He felt happy about it.
He felt happy about
like
it.
Thanks.
But
like,
then...
Fucking
but
relieved
then,
happy about it.
Oh, absolutely fucking relieved
anyone
happy.
Anyone in his situation would be happy about it.
Yes.
Who wouldn't be?
Yes. But the real thing I'm trying to get at is that he was communications director. Okay? It's not our, and believe us, folks, we produce the show because we love satire and we have disabilities, and that's why we do it. However, I'm 6,000 miles away, and not only that, but I get to hear about this at 2 o'clock in the morning, and I'm knackered when I hear it. I'm actually relieved. But
That's even better. That's a great way to do...
I'm relieved to have this. Kind of. I'm kind of relieved, but the thing about it really is that I can't go one more sentence without mentioning who they hired. Who they hired as the official communications director, and it's not a barking dog. It's Anthony Scaramucci, who's a barking dog.
Isn't it the same thing?
Only Scaramucci is an Italian, is an Italian descent, but his parents didn't think that Queen actually thought of it first. You know, Scaramucci, can you do the fandango? Right, exactly.
Wonder about the lightning, very, very frightening me.
And that is why
I'm not a voice actor, ladies and gentlemen.
Anything like that, you know. But yet, alternative facts that we're going to get into later also have a huge amount on this presidency. Namely, this is what he said in 2012. In June to... Actually, it's time-stamped, so we can go back. So, June 15th at 2:40 p.m. Dance like nobody's watching. Sing like no one's listening. Love like you've never been hurt. And love and live like heaven is on earth. Mark Twain. Now... Mark Twain didn't really say that. Adele said that. And then
Adele.
So, and her recent hit, Hello, right? Hello, is anybody listening? The thing is that if Kellyanne Conway can spit alternative facts, surely she has enough room for an album that somebody should mass produce. Yeah. You know, but then Twitter had to get involved, like Twitter always does. We have to get involved, like we always do.
As we always do.
Now, and then Kellyanne Conway gets rolled out to get alternative facts, like, na 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 na, getting jiggy with it, said by Nelson Mandela.
Shit.
You know, and then my favorite was never gonna give you up, never gonna desert you, said by William Carlos Williams. And then my ultimate favorite out of the tweets that I've seen that have been coming in, friends, Roman countrymen, lend me your ears, sent by Vincent van Gogh. Green Hood.
Well, there's another one I saw that said, don't believe everything you read on the internet just because there's a picture with a quote next to it. And that was by our lovely president, Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, also...
If it's on the internet, it must be true.
Right, and if it's on the internet, life is like a box of internet memes. Be careful what it will hatch, said by Red Hood.
That sounds right.
But...
That sounds plausible.
We can also go on with this. I mean,
that sounds plausible.
You know, no day but today, said by
Galileo once said, thunderbolts and lightning, very, very,
very
frightening.
Very frightening.
Right, so did Mozart. He said, thunderbolts and lightning, very, very frightening, F note shop.
Because that guy was weird.
Yeah, but, you know.
I guess that was his way of cursing.
Yes, but.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, F note sharp.
But he curses in scale? Say what? G note sharp, F note sharp. Imagine if he was drunk. That would be hilarious. I mean, really hilarious. You know, but we can bleed alternative facts out of our ears, can't we?
Remember,
yes.
In music, you better C sharp or you'll B flat.
Yes, absolutely. Or you better,
I like that.
Yeah, that's great. C sharp or you'll B flat. Aha, I got it. What about,
That's a thinker.
You know, the dog days are over, the dog days are over, the dog days are gone, so let your horses run, said by NMM Marshall Mathers.
Well, that is an alternative fact.
Yeah, said by, you know, but the fact is that you take a lovely Italian guy who knows nothing about communications and you put him in a communications degree. Or who's an American entrepreneur. Okay. Yet.
Okay.
Yet. The funny thing is that the mooch did his homework with all the gestures, you know, that he did in his thing, while he talked about Trump, he started doing the talked about the orange pussycat. He started doing his gestures, and it was quite freaky to see it from another end. And the fact he's probably 30 years younger than the orange cat hat, and the reality is that on his Twitter, right, he has a welcome aboard the Air Force One, as if it couldn't get any worse, as if the flight announcement was, yes, hello, this is Air Force One. We are here to serve you.
Precious.
Yes. And now on today in the news, among the CNS crawl, the CNN crawl, we have Mr. Scaramucci boarding Air Force One. I'm sorry, Mr. President. Do you need a sick bag, a sickie bag?
No. Go play some golf.
We don't want to play any golf. But I could use.
I'm late for my tea time.
Right, I'm late for my tea time, and I. Because I'm sick of flying, I could use Mr. Scaramucci's jacket. As a floating life vest. You know, which he would drown.
I'm late for my tea time at Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, I'm late for my tea time at Mar-a-Lago.
I'm late for my tea time at Mar-a-Lago, all right? I can't afford to miss this one. You know, 41 weeks in office, 41 holes, baby. Yeah.
41 holes.
Wait.
Yes, but then...
That's an alternative fact.
Yes, but also, could you imagine what he's singing before he gets it? 41 holes, golf on the wall, 41 holes of golf. Take one down, pass the communist around, 41 holes of golf. You know, that kind of thing. But then, 41... You know,
but
then he has a...
We'll play two rounds and five more holes.
Right, two rounds, five more holes, and then we'll also...
41 holes.
41 holes to build the wall to wall. 41 holes to build. 41 holes to build the wall to wall. That means 8 more planks. Kind of thing.
Yeah,
kinda.
Kinda.
Sort of. You know.
Maybe.
Pinkhood, what do you think about this? With everything that's going on?
I think it, in all reality, that everyone... speaking out about what is going on is for the best, and there's about time where those that troll get the last laugh too.
It's a wonder
tends to be even better.
Yeah, but it's, as Johnny said, it's a wonder
that... knowing how the keyboard... knowing that there's keyboard warriors out there that could be very poignant with what they say.
I mean,
it could become very interesting for those who get in the way of keyboard warriors or anyone who has a voice at that.
Right. And then the funnier part is that he says the wall is at the top of the president, the top of the list for the president, so that I can assure you it's going to get done. Now, what is Senator Marco Rubio thinking right now? Exactly.
Radio silence.
Exactly. We just proved our point right there.
How about nothing?
Absolutely nothing.
How about nothing?
Radio silence.
I think what he's proving is, man, he just looks just like me, just a bit taller and stupider.
Yeah.
But it is kind of funny when you have a person who is an American entrepreneur who doesn't know anything about what it takes to be a communications director.
Yep.
We will see how this idiocy actually goes. But in other news, Pinkhood.
We're going right along here.
Yeah, Pinkhood.
Yes.
What is happening with disabilities
in rural
America?
There is a lack of services, lack of disability benefits in rural area communities should have been brought up this should have been discussed more than what it has been, because there are communities out there that don't get services or very little.
I mean,
and it becomes a point where what gives at that? Is it fine for someone to not be able to do much of anything? But then when people need services, they're denied?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean...
Doesn't that not benefit anyone?
What's
and
even more...
Do they have families to feed?
Yeah, and what's even
and
more
they
scary?
Can't even get work or anything, any kind of services that could benefit them. Isn't that
mm-hmm.
a bit disheartening?
Right, and
Red Hood, you could jump in too.
I mean, it's disheartening when your disability check, right, and your food stamps. And the refrigerator contains only 7 eggs, 2 pieces of bologna, 24 slices of Kraft American cheese, some sliced ham, and 1 pork chop.
That's an issue. And there are small towns that do have lack of services, even in suburban areas. There's not that many programs out there to help the populace, those that really need
the services. Even out here in suburban Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality of it is that the fat cat wants to bring back the coal industry. The only way that he's going to bring back the coal industry is if there's still mines to go down. The last
and
I
there's
heard,
not that many mines.
Yeah, the last I heard, there weren't any mines to go down at all. You know, all those people became artists because they couldn't do their job. now in this case.
Or doing other things. What are not only artists, but they could be doing other jobs as well.
Right.
It could be doing more things in the creative in a creative industry, yes.
Right.
It doesn't have to be just artists. It could be them going back to school and going for another field, getting an education in a different field entirely.
But the other thing that this article that we found points out, that this is in Virginia, all right? Grundy, Virginia, all right? Which is rural Virginia, okay? That
probably the part of Virginia I wasn't in.
Yeah, probably. But
yeah, I was in the northern part.
Right. But the thing is that a 19-year-old had a plan, and the plan was that literally that he would go outside with a sign and beg for money.
Okay.
Okay. He would go 30 miles into town down the road, stand at one side of the busiest intersections, and pray no one would recognize him to plead for help with those lives who seem so far removed from his own. The fact is that in this town, there are two kinds of people. Those who had left the coal industry and the people who are still at work.
Talking about the mountainous part of Virginia.
Yeah.
Out west.
Those who, and it says, those that, there are those who don't, the unemployed, the disabled, the addicted, the people who, like his family, belong to all three groups, and those who rarely mix with those who don't. And except in brief encounters in the grocery store where they say hi. Sure that we know these types of people.
Yep.
You know, we all know these types of people. I mean, the fact is that James, you know, who's in the U.S., he received some sort of benefit. I don't know what it is, but he lives in an apartment with his family. But, you know, the benefits he receives go to stuff because he's in a city. The fact is that this is outside the city where, not that he wouldn't know or help, but he's never experienced hardship like this.
Nope.
Like I have. Like I had to beg for food when I was a kid, had to beg for violin lessons because I stole a violin, had to then convince the violinist whose violin I stole to give me music lessons with a spare violin of his own because I wanted to take violin lessons. But also, the fact is that Tyler also hoped that he wouldn't get arrested because he wouldn't run into a man named David Hess. And the sign says, "I got laid off, need donations to feed my family." And this is right in the middle of one of those busy intersections in Virginia. There's nothing. There are truckers, at least. There's a Lowe's behind him. There's an airfield. An air tower.
Probably the biggest intersection in town.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the fact that Hess, who had surfaced as some subterranean tenders between those who work and those who don't, in this depopulating and remote stretch of Virginia, right, that doesn't work, okay? Yeah. When you don't work, and then what made it worse that Hess had confronted the McLaughlins late last year for panhandling, and then issued a mock social post that soon had everyone talking and taking sides. the fact is that if you're poor, if you're wealthy, you don't know what it's like to be poor.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And in everywhere in the world, even in London, okay, there are Tower Hamlets. There are people. There are people who live life the same way James lives his life in the U.S., except a lot more sparser. The reality of it is that with the fact that his mom has a thyroid condition, despite two back surgeries, despite a depressed local economy, because he felt like nobody wanted to hear him and know who he was. Now, I don't know about you, Pinkham, but what is it like in Pennsylvania?
There are services, but they're limited, and it really depends on what you need, and the
exactly.
service and the groups that do give the services could feel that you're not working hard enough. Too.
Right. But also, the fact is that, you know, this is very serious, because if, you know, if you had, Hess was so angered that his Facebook profile was an outstretched palm that had a large red strike across it. He drove home and then emerged a while later with his own side that returned to the exit. And then he returned to the same intersection, and there Hess began to stood beside McLaughlin, right, who he had told him he could make so much more money panhandling than working, and then raised a sheet of cardboard and said, "I offered him a job and then he refused it." Now, we don't know how old this Hess person is, but it kind of sounds to me that it's his insecurities that are driving everything. I mean, what do you think, Green?
Sorry about all the noise, I'm moving my computer.
No, you're fine. What do I think about all this? I think that this guy definitely should just be looking for another job.
Which guy? Hess or McLaughlin?
McLaughlin.
I mean, but the thing is that on Social Security and on disability. You like
it may not exactly be possible for him either.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a dangerous sloop.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't know his situation to the fullest degree. He may have tried to search for a job, but there could be issues that the public doesn't know about either.
True.
What if he's trying? I'm playing devil's advocate here. What if he's trying and no one at all is going to hire him because of his challenges or the challenges he's facing? At that's discriminatory action. And even in New York, people panhandle. It doesn't mean they walk away with money.
No, because panhandling is actually illegal in New York. I've checked it out. I've researched. I've gone on the internet and checked it out. But
okay. I'm just saying that people do it, It depends on if they get caught.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. Not.
I mean. I think the funny thing is that, you know, the 27-year-old named Rayon, how does it feel to be on disability? As a society, we have low expectations of people with disabilities, and as a consequence, they have very low expectations of themselves. Well, and then another put it said, every year I go back to see my extended family in Texas, and they ask me the same questions. When are you going to get a job? And they don't understand that my mental illness, and that I listen to lectures, their lectures. Think about walking into a bank to deposit an SSI check, but looking and sounding, acting as like a completely well person, or talking to a landlord asking to be what do you do? And the reaction is looks a suspicious look, and the worst and is a worst blow of an angry public rebuttal of I don't do shit or I'm conning the system. See, the truth is between SSDI checks and SSI checks, did you know that if you're on an SSI check and you meet somebody who's not on SSDI or anything like that, you can actually get your benefits taken away from you?
Yep.
Did you know that?
Say that one more time for me.
Okay. So if you're on an SSI check, right, and you meet somebody, say it's a girlfriend or a significant other, who has a job, who has income flowing through her veins and all of that, right, you actually can get married, but then you lose your SSDI or your – no, sorry. You lose your SSI, not your SSDI. Well, either way, I think it goes.
Well, the thing is, though, not many people really get married anymore nowadays. That's the thing.
Well, there are some that do. I mean.
Well, no, granted, I get that.
Yeah.
But that's a reason why they don't get married, though.
Because of SSDI?
Yeah.
Or SSI? Yeah.
Yeah.
But then explain to this. How do you get housing if you're not, you know, if you're in that situation?
Yeah.
That's the other thing. It is the fact is that nobody is. And then it came that basically. That he got arrested. You know, there isn't any. I mean, the fact is that, you know, people who have jobs are claiming for the disabled to get jobs, right? And can't believe that they don't work. But the fact is that we're too honest to beg.
Yeah.
Right.
Give us a job.
Right. And then they
flip the burgers at McDonald's.
I guess. But, you know, then there's other stuff. I mean, the fact is that it not only impacts every state in the union, but they still haven't. They haven't figured it out yet. Key word, yet.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that the reality is not going to be. I mean, they already figured out how to do the ABLE Act, and that is an amazing achievement. But
that's true.
But, I mean, Greenhood.
It's a start.
It's a start. But it can't just be... It can't just be in America, the ABLE account. In Britain here, we have the PIP, with disability payment plans, and they're getting slashed every day. You know, every day something happens. But yet, every day some, you know, senator goes to Washington and fights for us, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yet, both parties cannot meet. They can't seem to say yes to both things.
Nope.
Yet, the funniest thing about this, right, the funny thing about this is the following. The funny thing about it is that even though they can't agree, right, Pink Hood, they can't agree, they can't come to the middle, right? But the leader of the Senate majority can't defend anything. But yet, the leader of the Senate majority had polio when he was a kid.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
He had polio. Think about this. He has polio. He had polio, and he's trying to push together a thing that cuts Medicaid by 35%.
Which is disgusting.
How does that happen?
I don't know.
Question marks?
Exactly.
It's more questions than answers.
You answer one question,
and
you get five more questions.
Exactly. Like, there's no...
It's a slippery slope.
Like, the thing about it is that,
yeah,
you know...
Very, very slippery slope.
Yeah, and, like... 2 hours ago on Twitter, Senator Majority Leader, I made a commitment to the people of Kentucky that I would vote to move beyond the failures of Obamacare. If they are trying to... If that is all this is about, okay?
Uh-huh.
Imagine what it's like in the UK, right? The fact that the UK...
Uh-huh.
We have Parliament. We have two sides arguing about different issues.
Yes.
And not only that, why you're wrong, right? And then they come out and say, I'm really sorry for what I did. It was stupid. I'll try harder next time. Mitch McConnell, the American, is not saying that. He's saying, I'll do whatever the fuck I please.
Derp, 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 derp.
And people vote him in for into office.
Right.
So wait, it's everyone votes him into office and then when game starts. And
could
on
America.
Yeah.
And those that think that they're doing the right thing realize in the long run they're failing. It's more failures than a And it would put a lot more people in jeopardy. I'm not even affording any benefits in boarding health care. It will put people's lives at risk.
Right. And then...
So are they willing
Yes.
Are they willing to have to take into account their constituents that they're basically putting in a risky situation as well and detrimental situation.
And the risky and detrimental situation is that for people in rural Virginia, for people in Kentucky, for people in Middle America, we often joke, okay, yeah, so what are they going to do next? No, the reality is, what are they going to do next? Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
What are we going to do next? And the other fact is that the idiot who's proposing this major thing, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I have some breaking news, which is that Mitch McConnell, the government didn't pay for Mitch McConnell's polio care. Charity did. And this was revealed last month. You know.
Oh, brilliant. Brilliant.
So, but he wants to stand behind, like an old man, because he is an old man, the fact that, as a kid, I had polio. Polio is nothing
yes,
to joke
he
about.
Did. Wait. Yes, he did. And there's other people out there with disabilities out there and other people that need the services other
exactly.
than him getting those big attacks and then could go on those very nice vacations when there's
yes.
people that need to benefit from care.
All you care about
is you can get those nice big checks.
All you care about is fistfuls of cash for yourself.
How about... Last time I checked, that's not a good leader.
Nope.
I mean, it's not a good it's not a good thing. When they only give you so much to live on, yet they get millions of dollars. For standing up there and lying.
Yes, something stinks here.
And it ain't us.
It ain't me.
Definitely
not
me.
Yeah.
No. But, on a lighter note, so before we were going on about Kellyanne Conway and her suspicious alternative facts, to go back to that, the fact that everything that is now coming out about the White House
is an alternative fact.
It's an alternative fact.
Yeah.
You know, it
yeah.
Why don't you focus on this? You know, if you notice about Kellyanne Conway, she's only rolled out then when they really need her. And then when they really need her, she's absolutely
dreadful.
Like yes, it's like yes, we really need you. Get your ass out there. Get your ass out there. Do a nice show for the media, and become a laughing stock of comedy shows.
Right.
It's okay.
Become the fucking meme of the year.
Right. Let's give him a medal. Let's give her a medal. And the medal is...
Boom, meme of the year, Kellyanne Conway, everybody.
Exactly. You know, and then let's give her another medal of the year. How did I rewrite Abraham Lincoln's speech of 72 hours ago?
Forget about it. It's like,
yeah.
Really? You can't come up with anything better.
You know,
forget
yeah.
about it.
Yeah. I mean, but our job every Monday and Wednesday, why get on this at 2 o'clock in the morning, is so that we can make fun of stuff, right? And also have a point to it. The fact is that
yes,
if your treatment was paid for by the March of Dimes. Ever say that the government actually paid for it?
Right, yeah.
Because Uncle Sam did not pay for it. And the funnier part about it is that he had written this in his memoir, The Long Game. Now, if that's the best title that you could come up with, McConnell, I have one better. Do you know what it is?
What is it, Red Hood?
Green Hood?
Yes.
The shortest game of all.
Makes sense.
The shortest game of all. The underline? The shortest game of all. A history of how I beat everybody into submission, including the president.
because of the game.
Exactly.
And we all just lost the game.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, we all just lost the game. The fact is that he claims that the funds were for a treatment that were raised by the National Foundation of Infantile Paralysis, okay, that collected private donations from willing Americans, and that its head was Basil O'Connor, Roosevelt's former law partner, that created a network of local chapters to raise money.
Okay.
That's a fact. That's a true fact. That's not alternative. That's actually true. But then Americans, so by January 1938, according to the March of Dimes, right?
Yes.
Americans had donated $2,880,000 in dimes, or rather, $268,000 of taxpayers' money. And this wasn't like NPR or tax-funded museum or library. This was to save lives. Now,
right.
That doesn't happen anymore. I wish that could say I could
nope,
say
it doesn't.
It doesn't, you know, it doesn't happen. And they're saying, oh, you know, are we disabled or desperate? Well, if you're disabled, you are desperate, but you don't hide it or you don't show it. You know.
That's very true.
Mm-hmm.
And you walk around saying, in honesty, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? But you can't say it out loud. Because nobody will believe you.
Nope, you can't. Or no one wants to hear you. That's the biggest issue.
Exactly. No, sorry. No one wants to hear you say it out loud. And when they say, oh yeah, it's so easy to get a job. Here's...
Really now?
Someone should think I tried, asshole.
It's like,
yeah,
really
now. Yeah. I mean, this is why, you know, when it comes to issues like this, we drop the satire because we're being serious about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the fact is that
it's like, we'll call you back.
We'll call you back. No, we will call you back because we need you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
we need you.
We'll keep you on file.
Exactly. We'll call you back. We'll keep you on file. Meanwhile, they trash the fucking resume.
It's like, you see this guy?
Yeah. We'll call you back, and then we never hear from you again. And yet, we are the ones who are following up.
Mm-hmm.
You think we have dreams? You think we have ambitions?
Yeah, we do, and
we're humans too, man.
Exactly, we're humans.
Yes, we are.
Exactly, we're humans too, and by that we should be given a chance, namely at a live show, but also we should be given a chance at any job that we want to have in life.
It should be.
You know, it should be that.
It should be.
Nobody
really
else. Like, if this program was put into Suits, it wouldn't be the same, or maybe it would be the same if it was on HBO and HBO did documentaries and podcasts. If HBO did podcasts, maybe we would be willing to talk. But I don't think HBO does podcasts. Last time I checked, most people don't get HBO.
No, they don't.
No.
I'm one of them.
What?
I'm one of those people who don't get HBO.
Yeah, and the people...
I don't have HBO.
Never seen an episode of Game of Thrones?
No. But, at the same time...
All I know is winter is coming.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Winter's coming in several months at that point.
In about 4 or 5 months.
Yes. Winter's coming. Get prepared. Get your, jackets, whatever.
I'm saying, 2 months. No more than 2 months and we'll have snow where I am.
Unless you're in the southern hemisphere. Then you're in the middle of winter.
Right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right now. Yeah. But the reality is, folks, is that we are here to promote comedy. We do comedy really well, but on this subject, we can't produce an alternate fact that would be funny.
Mm-mm.
Because it hits too close to home for us. Because we are a disability crew and a disability cast. But, very, very quickly, since we only have 7 minutes left, very quickly, Masood Zayed.
Are we talking about the comedian, Masood Zayed?
Yeah, Masood Zayed. We bumped into her at Real Abilities. We fully support her. And the fact is that she's trying to bring something, she's bringing something to Netflix, another series which features actors with disabilities. We support you all the way. We will have a link on our website and you can go there. We will probably be talking this on Wednesday's show. And it's the first thing we will bring up. And so tune in Wednesday night when there's more satire to go. If you want to connect with us, do connect with us at connect.amcpress@gmail.com. If you want to tweet us at amcpressnews.
No, it's contact.
Twitter?
It's contact. No, contact. Our website, the email is contact.amcpress@gmail.com. No, you said connect, not contact.
Whatever. Contact. Contact.amcpress@gmail.com.
Yes.
On Twitter, what is it, Pink Hood?
Or how about they just voted? It's AMCPress31 and AMCPressNews.
Right. So that's
how you connect with us.
And they could check out www.amcpressandco.com, which the link is in the description. Check out our Patreon. It's there. All our info is in the description.
Yeah,
so
and also rate.
You'll
rate
find out all of.
Right. Rate, review, subscribe. Love us. Write a review. That's the way we keep our lights going. And we will see you on Wednesday for another fun-filled hour of stuff. And we promise not to go too hard. It's just tonight that really hit home. And we'll have more stuff on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yes. We will kick up the comedy on Wednesday. We'll be back.
We apologize for how dark it kind of got there.
We'll be back.
We're going to kick out the jams on Wednesday.
Yeah, we'll kick out the jams. Have a great Tuesday. We'll see you on Wednesday with more comedy. Good night.
Night, everybody.
Night.
Night.